our review. Oh, recording in progress. Okay. For anybody watching this in the future, this is the July 1st, 2021 meeting of the Policy and Outreach Workgroup Subcommittee of the Citizen Review Committee of the IPR of the Auditor's Office. We have present with us today Irene Konev, Jim Kahn, Shayna Pomerantz, and Mr. Handelman from Portland Cop Watch. And we will be discussing, sorry about that, I just felt like extemporaneous there. So we'll be discussing the next steps forward in our review of the codification of the CRC and IPR and what lessons there are to be learned from that in view of the upcoming formation of a new board to oversee complaints against the police bureau and general oversight of the police bureau to see if perhaps we can give them some input on, you know, what's been working, what hasn't been working with respect to how things have been codified. Jim has provided us an in-depth paper on that and steps entitled Steps Toward Community Law Enforcement Oversight. And we'll take that as a basic model or framework, and then just try to understand how to digest all the information and next steps forward. So maybe we can spread around the work and kind of have a sense as to what needs to be done. So Shayna, during our last meeting, we kind of touched upon this, went through a little bit of an overview. Jim presented a broad summary of what CLEO is, the Community Law Enforcement Oversight. And then we kind of left it at that. And I know this is something that you wanted to bring to the table along with, that this was something that we were talking about, how we wanted to present some similar issues to the next oversight board, and then you came back with this. So I just wanted to make sure that you were brought up to speed. Do you have any like questions or concerns? It's sort of like a baseline. Oh, Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to say that I wrote this with the idea in mind that I was speaking to Shayna, because in the May meeting, she said she wanted something, and I said that's a good thing to want. And I promised to do something, and this was something that was a little bit different from what I promised to do. So I was writing it with you in mind, Shayna, with the hope that you would see it and you would find it somewhat favorable. And I was hoping that you could make it better.
And so, Shayna, just as a background, you had any discussions with Candace about any of this so far, or like a path forward?
So the biggest thing was, so I saw the document, Mr. Kahn, that you sent. So, you know, kind of.
I'm really, Jim, by the way.
I feel awkward, but okay. I'll call
you.
Call
you, Shayna, yeah, you gotta call me Jim.
I come from an old school family where any elders, or as my mom says, with platinum blonde hair, you know, you put a header on that. So I will respectfully call you Jim.
Thank you very much. In my head,
you are still Mr. Kahn.
For people who stand on ceremony, I say you can call me Professor Kahn, or you can call me Jim, and it's your choice.
I can call you Professor. I'm okay with that. You've earned that title. And in fact, that's how I feel like you are coming into this space with us, because honestly, knowing that you bring so much expertise in terms of deciphering large bodies and having a critical eye to it, I feel like as much guidance as you can provide us, I know we have a certain amount of time to kind of go through the document. And I know the crowd control group has gone through this themselves in terms of taking information. And so the upcoming CRC meeting, we're both going to be reviewing and voting on that document to then hopefully send it up to City Council. But we also have Commissioner Hardesty coming to talk about what this next body is going to look like and give us some feedback. And so, Professor Kahan, if you're able to be there or check out the or have some questions maybe that we can even pose to her when she comes, that would be helpful in our process in reviewing the document. It's really because I had shared with her, Taylor Snell and I had a chance to meet with Commissioner Hardesty and let her know that this is what we're going to do in this work group. And she thought that was a great idea. And so she said she'd be happy to share any kind of thoughts she has. And, you know, I just feel as much information as we can have going into the process to be mindful of the recommendations we can give to the next body. That's really just my grand overview as far as the logistics and getting into the weeds. I'm fairly new to this process.
Okay. The commissioner and I go back 11 years now.
Great.
And Dan was there too. It was a Randy Leonard put together a bunch of people to try and reform the IPR. And we were all sort of sitting at around the table on this. And that's where I first met her. I've known her ever since. So I'd be happy to talk with her. I'll put it on my calendar and do my best to get there.
Okay. And that's recorded as well. So if you're unable and you have some questions, I'm happy to ask those questions or Vadim can ask those questions and we can go from there. Looks like we have Dave joining us, and I don't know who the Zoom user is, and I'll just be perfectly honest. I know these are open public meetings and we want to encourage everybody to come, but because you all have the benefit of seeing us and knowing who we are, we would like to, you know, as my mom says in race talks, I'm showing my cards, so we'd like you to show yours, just so we have the benefit of knowing who's in the space with us. If you want to just continue to listen, that's fine, but if Zoom user could let us know who you are in the chat or pop on and so we can see you and you can share who you are, that would be very helpful. We don't want to evict anybody from the room, but we would like to know who's in the space with us. Vadim, I see Mr. Handelman has his hand up.
Oh, okay. Mr. Handelman, do you have a comment?
Yes. Hi, Dan Handelman, he, him pronouns, Portland Cop Watch. I posted the link to the charter amendment, or the charter, as it is now, into the chat, because the only things that we really know about what the new oversight board is going to look like are in that, in the charter, that this new oversight board is going to get designed by a commission over the course of 18 months, starting at the end of July or early August, according to what I've been told. I was appointed to that commission a week and a half ago, maybe, and I haven't heard anything else since then. I don't know when the announcement's going to be made of all the 20 people are on the commission. One of the things, though, that was mentioned in a meeting that I was at with Commissioner Hardy's staff the other day is that it's envisioned that there might be stipends for the people on the new board. And I think one of the most important things CRC members can weigh in on is how much work it is for you all to do, you know, your committee work, your subcommittee work, or your work group work, and the appeals, to give people an idea how much work it might be in the future, especially if the new board is going to have more responsibilities and authority. That is to say, they have to, you know, decide what discipline should be for the officers in cases. They're going to have to hire the director and oversee the director's work, presumably. So it seems like there's going to be a lot of work, and I'm just worried. We've been tracking the CRC since it was created, and at least an average of two people a year have dropped off for some reason or another. I think a lot of times people are saying it's a lot of work that they weren't expecting. Otherwise, you know, there are also people who quit because they were frustrated by the structure, and there are people who moved out of town. But it's something that I think this group could help inform, like this group writ large, the CRC as a whole, could inform the new body. Thank you.
And I just wanted to add to what Dan said, maybe in addition to, you know, having been someone who recruited and supported the CRC for 12 years, in addition to asking for stipends, maybe you could ask the city for technology, for example, tablets or things like that, that would help you do your work. I don't know, just some things to think about.
Yeah, and I agree with Mr. Handelman as well. As I understand it right now, the city is reviewing stipends for all the different organizations that have volunteers and committees, commissions, and so forth. And they might come up with something because they can't pay everybody, but some of these committees do take quite a bit of work and their work is needed by city code. So there's others where, you know, perhaps people volunteer out of their own personal interests or things like that, but this one is needed by the city. And I know with PSEP, that's been one of the main reasons that people have disengaged as well, is in that they come in expecting, you know, a couple hours a month to be in meetings and realize it's quite a bit of a time commitment in their off work time. And, you know, so there's two aspects of that. One is, you know, people do have full-time jobs and they have personal commitments and they should understand exactly how much time is needed. And then also, you know, for people whose the stipends would make a difference. And to give clarity, I've refused all stipends in the past because I think that this is something that for me personally, I want to do out of my own time and not because I take a stipend for that. But there are people for whom that stipend would make a great deal of difference in their ability to participate, whether to pay for their kids, to have somebody watch the children or something like that and take time off, or to be able to actually spend time on projects that they need to. And it's a very important thing. So I agree that that's something that we should weigh in on, because certainly I think there was a general idea of how much time would be required, but I do think those ideas are like the bare minimum amount of time if you want to go to those meetings, and not if you want to actually participate. And this board will have so much responsibilities that I suppose would be even much more than this. Shayna, I see your hand.
Yeah, I was just, one, I agree with everything you just said, Vadim, about stipends. So thank you for making that known and clarifying that not everybody has the ability to opt out. So having it would be great in terms of encouraging more participation. Just going back to Mr. Handelman talking about the charter, I know you, Vadim, and Candace are going to be on that new charter body and are undergoing training and things like that. Do you have much insight or anything to share so far in terms of what's been discussed about with this new body? Or I know you all are pretty early on in the training and kind of getting situated with it, but has anything been brought up about this new review body so far?
About the police oversight body or the charter body? No, there is quite a bit of interest from Candace as well as others. I think 7 or 8 of the charter commission members want to weigh in some aspect of police oversight. And we have set up 2 committees right now, not quite staffed, and by next month will, that one of them is just general government formation committee, where looking at the commission form of government. One is looking at how elections, you know, are taking place and how what could be improved upon that. And then there's going to be some other subcommittees, and there's been a lot of interest in having a subcommittee on perhaps oversight in general, but police oversight specifically, accountability, those sort of things. Maybe not oversight's not the right word, but accountability. And I don't know exactly how that will play in tandem with the current setup of the board. And I've voiced that, you know, there needs to be some deference to the 20 people that have been appointed, Mr. Handelman, League of Women's Voters, and so on. I think Debbie Iona maybe from that. But, you know, but at the same time, it's a process that might work in tandem with what's already happening on this new oversight board. So I think that they'll definitely be part of the conversations going forward. And once that committee, whatever it'll be called, comes up to speed. Certainly I'll keep everybody in touch. Candace, I'm positive we'll keep everybody in touch with what's going on, especially if it impacts our work or the work of the new board.
I was just seeing Irene's comment. So Mr. Handelman, you're on the community oversight board?
No, I'm on the commission that's going to develop the community oversight board.
Okay, so, well, congratulations. and just so we can get really in the weeds here, because I think I'm starting to get confused on the commissions. So we're going to have, so CRC, IPR are going to be dissolved into a new body that was voted on by the voters in November. We have a charter review commission that is reviewing the charter to make changes. And we have a body that was applying to be a body to Reimagine. And they are specifically members convening to make recommendations of what this new review body could look like. And then, so is that the community body that you're part of, Mr. Handelman, or is that something different?
Yeah, it's called a commission. Like the new thing that's going to replace IPR CRC is called a board, and this is called a commission. They're trying to keep the confusion down, but obviously it's not working too well. I'm downloading on my other computer right now.
Okay.
A doc that was presented to City Council. It's a PDF document. I'm going to share it in the chat in a second.
That would be fantastic. Because now I'm starting to wonder, I mean, obviously we can present, I think what we're proposing to do in this work group, it will be beneficial to whomever we're going to give it to. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is who are we giving it to? And so it sounds like it might go to a few different bodies potentially, but I guess if we're ultimately comfortable with just moving forward with the concept of reviewing the current IPR CRC codes, not just from the perspective of how it's functioning, but how it actually operates. And I think Irene has given very good feedback that there are things that she does in her capacity that are not written up or identified, but that she's been doing for years. So I think just making sure that we can kind of get as detailed as possible and take our time through the process to look at what's there and what's not there. That I would hate to get too caught up in what all the other bodies are doing, because it seems like potentially the work that we're proposing to do is just really clarifying what's happening and what needs to be laid out for these other bodies. They'll ultimately figure out, and there's obviously some overlap of folks who are here taking part and who will be participating in those other bodies. But I guess I don't want to get too caught up on what their job is going to be, as opposed to just us giving them kind of a roadmap.
Yeah, I agree, Shana. And you have the vision for where this needs to go. And I think, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. There's a lot of different people that I'd be looking at from different angles. And I think if we focus in on the work that we're doing and how the lessons learned from that, you know, the good and the bad, and present that, it'd be the easiest way about it. Or not the easiest, the most straightforward way about it. So this is not going to be easy.
So based on the last meeting, did everybody get a chance to go through Professor Cahan's document and look at it?
I think so. I posted the document in the chat as well, I think last time, but I think everybody was emailed with a copy as well.
So kind of what was the kind of, because I didn't have a chance to see the notes. So just kind of based on, and I don't necessarily want to repeat last meeting. And I know some folks aren't here. So just to, what was kind of the final consensus in wrapping up the meeting on where folks are looking to head?
There wasn't really quite a direction at that point in time. It was mainly just discussing the document and the work that, you know, Jim has put into it. some background about it. And then the question that we had was, how do we wrap our minds around it, divide up the work, and address the work that needs to go forward? And we left that for the next meeting. And I see Jim has his hand up as well. Jim, did you want to answer any of that?
The document itself was not intended to be a roadmap for anything. It was intended to be an analysis of what the IPR and the CRC structures as given by that particular rules, those rules look like, so that this CRC committee, the CRC, and eventually the commission could look at that stuff and say, what is the stuff we want to keep and what is stuff that we believe we need to change, and give some structure to the discussion. That was the sole purpose.
So we wouldn't.
Hi,
oh.
Go ahead, Ms. Pomerantz.
So I was just going to ask, so does that mean that we couldn't use that as a template for all the other sections?
It's up to you. If you see a value in doing it that way, feel free. That was not my original intention. My original intention was descriptive of the status quo with some analysis as to what which pieces of the status quo fit into what boxes, where I sort of put the boxes out there to throw the stuff into. And the boxes were the process and without measurement, which I said we really need, but it was structure and processes and who has which roles, which agencies have responsibilities.
Okay.
Just so a historical note that I probably might have told this group a long time ago, but maybe not, that most of the CRC protocols were written and developed and amended over the years by the Citizen Review Committee itself, although there are a few times the IPR staff and the auditors stepped in to change those, and that caused some consternation. The ones for the IPR and Internal Affairs were developed with the help of CRC initially, and no CRC members have reviewed those, even after the huge overhaul IPR and Internal Affairs underwent when the DOJ came to town. So, I think it's still up in the air what's going to happen to Internal Affairs when the new body's in place. But I think, generally speaking, I kind of appreciate that Mr. Kahan made little summary of what each protocol is for, because the new body is going to need to have a protocol for each of these things in one way or another, more or less. I mean, there may be some things they don't need a protocol for, but I think most of them they will. And I think that would be the most helpful thing, even if you don't have to get into the complete weeds of, well, this is what we do when we raise our hand and decide who the chair is going to be, and then we decide who the vice chair is going to be. You don't have to necessarily get into that level of detail, but you can say you should have a protocol about how to elect your chair and vice chair.
So Shana, how do you envision us, I guess, going forward the work? Because I think we haven't really developed a lot coming to here. So I don't know how much thought you've given to this, but I don't think anybody has really laid out a framework. It seems in my mind there's two different aspects of it. There's part of the code that refers directly towards CRC duties, part of the code that refers directly toward IPR duties and protocols and so forth. And how, in my mind, how do we look at the CRC things, which we might have more experience with, and be able to ascertain the pros and cons, whether we would recommend keeping it or not, or changing it, and then the IPR aspect of it that we might have less direct interaction with, but still might want to present an opinion about, the efficacy of those codes as well.
Okay, what I would hope to see is that we look, that somebody, whoever is looking at this, CRC would be a good place to start, looks at all of the functions of the 24 administrative rules and says, does that cover everything we need to cover? Mm-hmm. Are there some that we don't need? Are there some that we need to add? Mm-hmm. And then say, okay, once we've done that, what's the best way, in our opinion, for who gets to do what? What are the things that we best give to the new oversight commission? What are the things that we best give to internal police oversight? What are the things that we best leave with the city council? And so then you're looking at what sort of structures are going to do what. And the last piece is, once we decide who has who's stuck with it, what are the processes that we believe they should use? So that's the orientation I put in here.
Sounds good to me. So I haven't had the benefit of seeing the video from last month, so I'm sorry that I'm not prepared to speak from that place, but I think having some kind of work plan that we're able to set up for our team, that given the hours that we already have on our plate, you know, that takes that into account. I think with the fact that we have new members coming in, and Irene, Vadim, correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't have any appeals yet in queue. So that means that really the policy work group can be a focus of doing some work for right now. We can try to recruit some other of our new members who are signing up for subgroups to come and assist in. And I think getting some feedback from the crowd control group in terms of how they have structured this kind of final document. Because I think if we have an end result in mind of what we're trying to produce, then we can kind of plan our steps backwards. Whereas if we're just simply going in to say we want to review the current stuff, then it's like, okay, now where do we go? What do we, you know? So I think always having the end in mind and working backwards. Okay, I'm getting the thumbs up here. Okay, so yeah, I think it's really just, you know, let's keep it simple. Let's be realistic about our time. I mean, in theory, if there's enough space for each of us to kind of work together and map out each section and give feedback, we can do that. And we can go, I mean, a month at a time. I mean, I think what we have another year or something before 2 years before the buy is over. So, or do we need to have it much sooner, which means we're going to need to expedite the process. So I guess kind of knowing when our timeline is going to be will also let us know how much time we need to allocate and how quickly or slowly we can go through the process.
Yeah, I agree, Shane. I think we really have about 4 months in my opinion to kind of get the ball rolling, because it'll take a while for everybody to be appointed by city council on this new commission. It'll take a while for the people that will be hired to support them. And then, you know, there's a few meetings where the sort of ground rules are formed and the bylaws and all those things. So I think they won't really begin the work for, you know, I guess about 4 months, if my understanding of how these things have happened in the past will be true, if not longer. So we have some time to kind of think through this, but maybe in about, you know, with a purview that in about 6 months, it'd be nice to present something. How do we go about that? Because I mean, we only meet like once a month, and then we'll, you know, we can meet twice, we can meet as often as possible, but it's still going to take quite a bit of time. I think for IPR, for the rules that directly deal with IPR, we'd need to maybe interview IPR staff and see what their thoughts are, if they're seeing anything. So we're not just blindly deciding whether something makes sense or not. And that'll take up quite a bit of time. And then CRC things, you know, we already have experience with that. So I think we can come to consensus. But we do have quite a bit of time to work with, but that time will fly quickly.
Professor Kahan, I see your hands up.
Yes, Ms. Pomeranz, I would say that you would waste your time looking at the video from last month if you're interested in what we said. You have already provided three times as much as what we accomplished last month, because you really do get it. And I'm really happy to see that you do get it, because I wrote it for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So just let us know how you want to go about this, Shana. I think we should, like you said, email the rest of the CRC saying, please join our work group. We're going to have a lot of work going forward.
Okay. Well, I'm a visual person. So if it's possible, if we want to throw up the code again, CRC and IPR, and kind of maybe what we can do is kind of create a doc that's available for the public to view, and kind of start laying out some infrastructure that Professor Kahan has created with us. And if I'm understanding from your document, we would basically start with each code and then kind of look at the function, the structures. So we would kind of, minimize, kind of condense the language. It might not look like how you got it initially, but we can kind of get it down to some simplified language and then basically lay out the processes, which I'm guessing most of that's going to be cut and paste in a lot of instances. And then if there's, now my question for you is, if we're going to add in the points that talk about this is what the document says, but then in application, what is actually happening versus, you know, kind of like, here's what the code says and here's what happens in reality. Is there an additional place for us to add that language in to the structure?
You're asking me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like for each section. So like, so I'm looking at like on page, I don't know what page this is. Let me see. 1, 2, on page 3. So just literally starting at the first section, you had the complaint intake and processing. So like, say, as we're going through this document, you know, we invite the IPR folks who come in and do intake and processing, and they say, actually, this is what it says, but my job actually entails this. Where do we add that in to, because I think that's the points that we're also looking for in terms of any potential recommendations, right?
I would add that you want to ask them, does it work?
Okay. That's pretty concise.
Because that'll get you what I like doing, what I'd really like to do, but I can't do, and all sorts of other things that you'll find useful. And if they sort of slow down, then you can go through the various processes, the ones that in your opinion you believe are important, and say, well, what about criminal complaints? How well is that working?
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. I would like to believe, although I can certainly be wrong, then I captured the sense of all of those PSF.05. And so maybe somebody should spot check to make sure I didn't grossly misstate something. But I would like to think that I really caught the essence of it in this.
Okay. Irene, do you have some? Oh, I see Mr. Handelman's hand is up.
Yes, thank you. So I have an idea that I think will serve two functions. At Wednesday's meeting of the CRC, which is that when it, either in the new business or when it's your turn to present for this committee or work group, you read just the headers for each of the protocols and remind everybody that they are supposed to be following these protocols and understanding these protocols, and say these are what exists. And if you can read through them and give us feedback, that would really help our work group. So just in terms of what Mr. Kahan wrote, I'm trying to find it again on my hard drive.
I'll just say that, Dan, thank you very much for pronouncing my name correctly.
Oh, thank you. Complaint intake and processing, the function and the structure of who is affected by it, I would avoid all the processes and all the individual little dots underneath them, but just say, we have this one, number 5.01. The function is to do this, is to identify the complaints of alleged misconduct. It involves IPR, IAD, the Bureau, and the Commissioner. And go to the next one. And just do it really quickly. Go through it like that. Inform everybody these are the existing protocols. If you haven't read them, that you should. And if you think there's something missing or there's something that we're not doing the way that we have it written down, let us know that too. And I think that will just save you a lot of time spinning your wheels in this small work group, talking to each other. And the IPR staff will be there too, and they can weigh in as well.
Dan, do you mean to have a separate discussion on each one of the rules, or do you want to just read through them and then throw it open to see who picks on which one?
Right. I'm not even suggesting that this meeting results in a discussion. I'm saying that you lay it all out and say everybody needs to read these and look at them, and then maybe put it on a future meeting agenda or have people send their comments to you at the work group.
Okay. Rather than reading them out, perhaps it would be better, and I would volunteer to do this and send it to Ms. Pomerantz. I could provide an edited version of these guys that just leaves the functions and structures and then net numbers. There are five processes, there are this many processes. And then you have that as a handout for everybody. Would that be a way of dealing with it?
Remember that there is no such thing as a handout in the Zoom era. And I really strongly recommend people do not read things when you give them to them. I just strongly recommend you read it into the record, especially because there's going to be people who aren't part of the group that could benefit from knowing that these protocols exist.
Okay.
So it won't take very long.
It will take
5 minutes at the most. Read through all 24.
Okay, you got me with read it into the record. Because it's being recorded.
Alrighty, everyone, I need to drop off here. I need to take care of some work business. So a little bit early for me, but I hope we kind of covered a lot of stuff here, and then we'll cover more as we go forward. Shana, do you want to stay on for the minute of time?
Well, if you're not going to be here, you know, I think having as much consensus as possible, but before you do jump off, based on what Mr. Handelman was saying, does that sound like a reasonable thing for us to share during our work group, share out to read into the record, just the function structures and to get feedback. And then I would say for any issues that people have, I saw you nodding your head, Vadim, so it sounds like we could do that. And then for any issues that are posed based on the subsections, that people can come or they can send written clarification to us or make it known, or we can follow up with them some kind of way to get that feedback. Is that what you had in mind, Mr. Handelman?
Oh. I'm sorry, somebody walked into my office. What was your question?
Just so after we read it into the record, if there are any issues or points of clarification, or going back to Professor Khan, not Kahan, Khan, correct?
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Professor Khan was saying that, just is it working or not working? If it's not working, then, or needs some improvement on what is working, folks can get that clarification to our subgroup to then implement into recommendations.
Right. I mean, it's up to you. I know people spend a lot of time on Zoom and people like to get out of meetings as soon as they can. Yep. I feel like when you have an appeal hearing, they last for 3 or 4 hours. I think that this Wednesday's meeting is supposed to last for maybe 2 hours at the most. Mm-hmm. And if you want to take the extra time to ask people feedback on the spot, you can do that. Or you can just say, if you have feedback, just send it to us at the work group. It may be worth having, you know, leaving the floor open for people who want to jump in. It could also turn into a very long conversation if you let it. So I think it's totally up to you how you want to handle it at the meeting. But I just, you know, my recommendation is just to read them all into the record, say this is what the protocols are, and if you have any thoughts about what's working and not working, let us know.
I like it. I like it. Vadim, are you game to read it in?
I'm game. Yeah, that sounds good.
Cool. So we can, we can let Candace know that in the agenda, and I think we also have the ability to add that into the agenda that we might need 20-30 minutes to read into the record and get feedback for our sub work group.
Are you thinking of doing that in the work group update or in the meeting itself?
Either is fine. I don't have that agenda in front of me. Do you all think it's better to have it read before or after Commissioner Hardesty speaks?
I think after, if we have an elected official, we should give her as much time as needed. And then the work group updates are toward the end, right, Irene?
That's what I thought. Yeah, I think it's after her. It would be after her presentation. I don't have the agenda in front of me, but I feel like they always come kind of after.
I think we just do like a really long work group update. That'd be my recommendation. But I don't want Commissioner Hardesty listening to us reading the code out loud. It seems like not the best use of her time. And she might have more important stuff to discuss with us or raise that sort of, raise some stuff. Okay, so thanks, Irene, for putting that up.
Groups are at the very end, so that works out perfectly.
Well, just keep in mind that you also have your report from the crowd control to approve. That might take time. Mm-hmm. And I just also wanted to say, because we don't have an appeal for the August meeting, that might be something that maybe introduce now and have a bigger discussion at the next meeting. This is a large conversation, so feel free to take more time at the next meeting.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, Vadim, if we want to propose it so that our body can see it and then let it know, be known that we plan to read it into the record for August, just to not encroach on crowd control, because I that is a much longer conversation. Are y'all okay with that? Mr. Handelman, how's that sound?
I just posted my response in the chat. I really don't think it's going to take more than 5 or 10 minutes to read just the headlines into the record. So if you're finding yourselves behind schedule, you can say we'll have a discussion next month. Otherwise, you can, you know, have a little bit of discussion now and hold off a longer discussion for the following month, because you really want people to go back and read them and have serious input. So it's a good idea to have it on the August agenda. I'm sorry to hear there's not an appeal in August, because I feel like there's a lot of stuff going on out in the community that hasn't been dealt with. But if you have extra time, then that's a great time for it.
That sounds great. I also just wanted to share very quickly before Vadim logs off, the Police Equity Advisory Council meets the third week of the month, and we will have Chief Lavelle and Assistant Chief Davis attending that meeting to kind of discuss some of the equity issues and things happening within PPB. So around the racial equity plan. So if you all have an interest in attending, this is my announcement and invite, and please feel free to come on and have a listen and take part in the conversation.
Thanks, Shayna. And is the Zoom link online, like if we go to the PICA website?
It should be, but I'll see if I can get it also in time for our CRC meeting next week, so it's also available.
Okay, and Irene, I saw you jumping in. Do we even have a meeting in August?
We usually do. I don't know, unless you all decide to take a break in August.
No, I was thinking like if we take 1 month off or something like that at some point. Okay, let me just keep on working. Okay. All right, everybody. Well, thank you very much. Commissioner Handelman, congratulations. I look forward to watching you on Zoom rather than the other way around. And look forward to hearing all the work that your group will be doing in the near future with intense interest, as I'm sure everybody else. In the meantime, I appreciate everybody being here. Mr. Stryer, looking forward to working with you in the future. Thanks for coming to this meeting. Whoever the Zoom user is, please come back, Zoom user as well. All right. Talk to y'all later. Thanks, everybody.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.